Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome to a wonderful episode of Homo Sapiens. How are you all? I'm running a little behind schedule today. I don't mind sharing with you all because I'm at my mum's. I've been doing DIY. Because I'm a good son, put a picture up. Will it stay on the wall? Don't know. Because for Christmas, you see, I got her a map of where she lives. Like a big old ordnance survey map from someone on Etsy. They do like old ordnance survey maps of places, which is actually a really good present. But of course, then it's got to go up on the wall, hasn't it? So I came round to put it up on the wall. But as we all know, when you come round to see family, it then turns into about 40 other tasks. So suddenly we're emptying a cupboard and we're trying to... I brought the dog with me, and we are trying to settle little darling Ridley into having his bed here, because there was an incident, as I believe they call it in France, where he did a wee on my mum's carpet, which means the carpet was ruined, because it's that funny seagrass stuff, so you couldn't clean it. Anyone who's got a tip for how to clean seagrass, please save this fractured family and let me know. So anyway, I got him a bed because then he could be in the kitchen at night. And if he weed on the kitchen floor, which is, you know, stone, we would be in a very different situation. So tried to get him to like the bed. Problem is, Ridley didn't see bed when he laid eyes on this fluffy thing. It's like an envelope. They're called dog envelope beds. It's like a bed, but with a sort of flap on the top, and dogs love them because they climb in and tuck themselves under. So Ridley didn't see bed when he saw that. He saw a giant toy, which means he then jumped on it, attacked it. He has completely decimated the whole thing. So there is now a thin layer of white fluff all over my mum's living room. As you can imagine, it's going to take a moment to clear up. But, you know, my baby can do no wrong. So that's what's been keeping me busy. How the hell are you? We're doing a very special episode of Homo Sapiens today because we're talking about Dry January. Dry January, really interesting. I've actually wanted to do this episode for a long, long time. You know, we've spoken a bit before about alcohol and drugs, aka my 20s. Don't say that. On the podcast, because I think there's lots of specifics, because there are lots of specifics around LGBT stuff with alcohol. And what I think is interesting is Dry January is such a, you know, it's this thing that people do. It's sort of become like Movember. It's very prevalent. And when we put the questions out about who was going to do it, loads of you do it. Loads of you do it. Loads of you have done it many times. And loads of you actually came back with really interesting stuff about how it's harder, what it means for LGBT people in specifics, or not just what it means for you, regardless of being LGBTQ+, to be quite honest. I have done it myself. Can you just sense the hesitation in my voice? I think I did it. I tried it. Is what I'm going to say. I tried it, and I remember then having this sort of having a conversation with William, my husband. I think I was about 2 weeks in, and something awful had happened. I mean, not like life-threatening, something that had really set off my what would you call it? My sort of emotions. That sounds like something Mark Zuckerberg would say. I'd had a conflict or something, a big argument or something. Anyway, and I was like, oh, I really want to drink to sort of settle myself. Anyway, so I broke Dry January. But it's such an interesting way that you realize how much you use alcohol to regulate yourself, is what I'm trying to say. So we're going to be talking to Tony Hogg, who runs a thing called Antidote, which is part of a charity called London Friend. And it is a drug and alcohol service specifically aimed at LGBTQ plus people. Tony is amazing, but also I'm going to be reading through all your voice notes and the answers to the survey and stuff that we did. Before we get involved in all of that, what have I got to tell you? I've got some stuff to tell you. So we want to hear what your New Year's resolutions are, if you have any, or if you think they're rubbish. The one thing I love about New Year's resolutions that I remember is someone said you should not make them to be achieved by the end of January or the beginning of, you know, not from the first day of January. They should be something that you kind of want to achieve by the end of the year, which gives you a bit more time to write the novel. And I completely agree with that. But actually, I do more and more see stuff online about how they're useless and we should stop being so hard on ourselves. And I think, relax. It's a pandemic, so I don't really have any. I think mine would be to be less hard on myself. Give yourself a hug, you know, not like that. So I want to hear that. And anything else, get in touch. Hello at homosapienspodcast.com, at homosapiens on Instagram. Have a look at the Instagram, follow it. You can see LGBTQ plus news. We've got all sorts of fun stuff we share on there. Everyone chats to each other. I love it. And there's also Facebook, at homosapienspodcast on Facebook. One other thing I need to tell you, we are doing, we're doing a live event, listeners. Now, big, big news. We're going to be talking about it a lot because we want to see you all, want to meet you all. The event is the Guilty Feminist Podcast. Do you know it? It's great. It's Deborah Francis White. And Homo Sapiens are going to be doing a crossover episode live. It's going to be happening on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, which I love because it's a Valentine's Day, quite frankly. It's going to be in London. It's going to be on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 2022. I don't know the venue yet. Oh, no, I do. It's King's Place in King's Cross, which is where the Guilty Feminists always do their live events from. And there'll be a way to buy tickets. I don't know what that is yet. Please come. It's going to be a real hoot. It's going to be me and Deborah Francis White. We're also going to have another guest at the end, which we'll be able to tell you more about later. And we're going to do a thing called the Guilty Homo Sapien, basically. It's going to be a crossover of the Guilty Feminist, which is always that idea of the podcast. It's based around, I'm a feminist, but I remember one that someone said was, I'm a feminist, but I like being wolf whistled by builders. And Deborah and I came up with this idea that we're going to do, I'm a Homo Sapien, or I'm an LGBTQ plus person, but, and then what are those things that we all do that are outside of the expectations of us or outside of our own expectations of ourselves? Because I think when you are LGBTQ plus, I've heard so much of you say, so many of you say, and I had this, that you feel like you're getting it wrong and you don't know. So that's going to be the theme. I'm a Homo Sapien, but. And Deborah has also got her own story that we'll talk more about, which is fascinating in and around this whole idea. So it's a live event. I want to see you. We want to meet in person for the first time. So it's our first ever live event. There was actually one we did do, one at King's Place. It was very brief and it was a long time ago. But this is our first proper one. So get your tickets when I'm actually able to tell you how to get them. Now then, let's have a look at emails. We had a lovely email about the interview with Jack Guinness. It's from Francesca. She said, hi, Chris. So Jack Guinness wrote The Queer Bible, a book where luminaries say who was their kind of guiding light of being queer. And Jack spoke about how he used to keep his hands very still when he was young. That was how he sort of gave away his campness and he wanted to hide it. So Francesca said, hi, Chris. I was so touched by Jack Guinness describing how he apologized to his hands and how they came alive again. It's a beautiful story. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It's on the feed, listeners. As a body-centered psychotherapist, I have seen this sort of thing countless times in people of all sexual orientations and identities and across all backgrounds. It's like a sacred rememberment, a resurrection of a part of you that was exiled. Jack's description captured the magic of that healing. Loving the podcast as always and wishing you a warm and joyful holiday season, Cheska. Well, Cheska, what a lovely, lovely message. Thank you. And, you know, if anyone else has had this, will you write in and let me know? God, I mean, I remember I used to like run in a certain way with my legs and everyone used to like run past me imitating it when I was younger. And people always used to do this thing where they would like the way I stood with my legs kind of crossed, standing up, but my legs are sort of crossed, not a stance, if that makes any sense, if that's even more a word. People used to come and stand behind me and mimic it. So I remember I used to just police my movement a lot. And now I have made an effort, a concerted effort, to not police my own movement. Oh, and also then just kind of the other end of the scale is like learning the code switching of how you move communicates different things to people. So you can move in a slightly more aggressive way and then people just totally like move out your way. Like I sometimes try this thing where, this is going to make me sound so strange, but there we go. That's what this is about. Radical honesty. I sometimes try this thing where I notice so often that men, generalizing, but men, straight men, generalizing, will just walk straight through a crowd and just expect everybody to get out of the way. Whereas I will navigate the crowd. And I just tried it at Paddington Station where I was like, I'm actually just going to walk straight and see. And people actually step out your way. It's really interesting. Anyway, so all these subconscious ways we move are really interesting. Frank also got in touch. Dear Chris, thank you for Homo Sapiens. You and your guests broadened my horizon and helped me understand how being raised heteronormative, not only by my parents, but literally everything around me, shaped me into the proud, gay, 45-year-old man I am today. Actually, I did that with the help of my chosen family, despite all the obstacles. Inspired by your Christmas episode, I made sure not to tone myself down to a parent-friendly version over the holidays. I love that. Good on you. And listening to the incredible Mossin interview made me talk to you as if you could hear me, because I really enjoyed how you tried to find another word for microaggressions. You gave beautiful definitions of ignorance. Did I now? Thank you, Frank. That is, in my opinion, why people throw around microaggressions or verbal bombs, as Tori Amos would put it. Love Tori Amos. Without even noticing what they just did. I actually enjoy poking people's comfort zone as I think this is how we start change. Keep up the good work. It is important if we want to come to a point where a beautiful, diverse society is supporting each other to achieve something together instead of creating privileged bubbles that are trying to belittle each other. Quite right, Frank. Let's all move forwards together. It's that that will change the world. People who do change the world, they are the people who always looking out for everyone else. And someone was saying this over the holiday period, like people who don't pull up the ladder behind them. And actually, Lady Phil always says, founder of UK Black Pride, who has been on this podcast, look her up. She's amazing. Her story is amazing. She's amazing. She said, you know, there's nothing wrong with being privileged, but there is something wrong with being privileged and not trying to help those who aren't. I stand by it. So lovely emails. Let me know, listeners, if any of that resonated with you. Hello at homosapienspodcast.com, at homosapiens on Instagram. And what we need from you, listeners, if you want to win a Homo Sapiens t-shirt, which is now the only way to get a Homo Sapiens t-shirt, as the shop is shut. Let the record show the shop is shut. You have to go to Apple Podcasts and please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Write us a review and we will pick Review of the Week, and you could be in with a chance of being the proud owner of a Homo Sapiens t-shirt. But for now, listeners, let's go and do Topic of the Week, which is Dry January.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
First things first, we asked you, will you be doing Dry January? 28% of you said yes, 72% of you said no. So the majority of you are not doing Dry January. I'm not doing it, just so everybody knows. But I am doing a detox January. I'm trying to like moderate. Someone said on Instagram, which I liked, is don't do Dry January, do half January. Like just halve everything you do. Just in moderation. Have you ever done Dry January? 31% of you had done it, 69% of you have not ever done it. Did you last the month? So out of those people who did it, did you last the month? 57% of you, most of you lasted the month, with 43% of you not. So Joel has been in touch.
I've done a couple of dry months over a couple of consecutive years. First year was quite tricky, found that one quite challenging and lots of temptation. Second time around, not as much actually. There was only one time in the entire month where I did kind of go, oh, it'd be really nice to have a wee drink. And it was actually after doing a lot of boring kind of life admin sort of jobs with my partner. And then we fancied going to the pub afterwards and the coffee just didn't quite cut it. I do, though, really enjoy doing it and actually getting all the health benefits out of it, sleeping better, all the stuff that they tell us. It does really happen. So I try and do it quite regularly just to try and make sure that I'm nice and healthy. Keep up the great work. Cheers.
Lovely, Joel. Thank you. Interesting that you say about giving up drink helps with your sleep there. One of the things you said, I couldn't agree more. And I actually find with alcohol, I don't know what your feeling is with it. If I drink once, one night, I enjoy myself, obviously, as I blast Ariana Grande out my iPhone in a bowl. Ever done that? It makes it go louder. But if I drink white wine, I can't sleep. I wake up at 4 a.m, assuming I've gone to bed by then, and I'm kind of like like that. I kind of wake up with a start. So if I stick to spirits, it's much better. But it does affect your sleep big time. If I drink two nights in a row, I don't really enjoy it, I've got to say. I find it like it's not really ever as fun. But I know people who can power through and do it a lot. It's very specific on the person. But we just ask you, what were the benefits of doing Dry January? Grundy says, just pausing. The Lion Lenny, who is Lenny Ware from Table Manners podcast, just says, the benefits during Dry January. She said, misery. Okay, Lenny, not on the fence there. Nikki Sarah says, saving money. Such good point, because you realize how much of your income goes on, like pints in pubs and stuff. It's a lot of money. MHT says weight loss and wallet gain. Okay, more saving money there. Queer Lit podcast, health, better running, less beer belly. Mrs. Edwards, I did 12 weeks in lockdown last year from June to August and completely changed my life. Mrs. Edwards, how? That's what we want to know. You've got to tell us. Oh, Shanti never drank alcohol since 2 years now. So this was just the beginning, just kicking off. Good on you. 511 Forks, no hangovers, feeling better generally. Grant Mook, it gave me a real awareness of my normal alcohol intake and then drank less going forwards. I couldn't agree more with that. I did notice in the 2 weeks I gave up. Come on, I'm not a big litmus test, but I'll give it a go. I did notice, is that thing I was saying at the beginning, it's like you just notice when you feel that you want to reach for a drink and how you use it to, I notice how I use it to regulate myself, which is not good. I think it's good to step outside any patterns you have for a certain amount of time and then realize what they do to you, if that makes any sense. And be like, oh, try and do without something that you reach for. Claire had clear head, clear skin, better sleep. Definitely better sleep. Feeling better is a thread here. Craig, sometimes positive to do for your health, even if you don't actually make it. Thank you, Craig. I feel seen there. Sibal, cleanse. Check if one is a pathological wino, winky face. Well, you know, tick, tick there for me. Vukash says, yes, I did Dry January. I have more energy. That is the most important thing for me. Also, my skin looks better. Since January, I have had one alcoholic cocktail for my friend's graduation party, and that is it. Good on you. So then the next question we asked is, what surprised you most about doing it? MHT says that I actually lasted the month. Well, glad some of us did. Anna says, getting crazy drunk 1st of Feb, lesson learned, moderation better than two extremes. Okay, so Anna's more pro the moderation version. Mrs. Edwards was very surprised by energy and attitude to life. She's the one who said it was life-changing a minute ago. Shanti said how easy it was. Sam said, really interesting thing, I can manage anything if I take a beat before acting. And Joel said, on the second year, doing it was much easier, only missed booze once. Interesting. It's also this that thing, isn't it, where you're like, oh, I'm going to miss it if I go to a party, or if someone's doing something, I'm going to miss it. Or you can talk yourself into it by, oh, but I might be in a lot, so, you know, it might be quite boring. So a little glass of wine, just a little glass of wine is nice. It's really interesting how my brain always finds the reasoning as to why we should be doing it. Sibel was surprised by how my health and brain power improved. Sibel, well, good on you for that. After day three, it's not that hard, says Claire. Joel said, what was surprising was that many 0% beers give me worse headaches than the real deal. That's hysterical. And do you know what? Lots of people talk about this. 0% beers are actually improving quite a lot. You know, that seems to be a thing that's growing. And also things that are offered like... what's it called? I always forget the name of the company, but there are lots of 0% spirits and things that you can put in drinks. Let me find one, because this is the one I like. I had one the other day. Here we go. Seed Lip. That's the one I like. S-E-E-D-L-I-P. Got two flavors. It's really expensive, is my only reservation. It's cheaper than alcohol, but you know. They've got two really nice flavors, and you have it with tonic water and ice, and it's just a really nice savory drink, because you don't want to just be having sweet drinks all the time if you have to go to like an event or any description. And it's quite nice to find things that actually replace it in that respect. Feels like a kind of a grown-up drink, for want of a better description. Well, I think it's time to take all of this over to Tony Hogg, the expert. There's me prattling on about Seed Lib. Let's talk about Dry January. Let's talk about what it means for LGBTQ plus people. Let's talk about what Tony thinks about it. Let's talk about Tony's story. I'm going to start asking you questions, if that's okay.
Oh, it depends what you ask.
How do you identify, as in I identify as a gay man?
I identify as a non-binary queer. I had to come out again about 5 years ago.
Did you? Interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice that like language and identity is opening up and we're all redefining
exactly.
Who we are?
Exactly. There wasn't the language back then. I knew I was different. I didn't fit in with a lot of groups or people. And I thought, what's wrong with me? And then 5 years ago, through working with more and more trans people and the young ones, you know, have the language now. And I thought, I can identify with that. That describes who I am. So, yeah, I had to come out again after flying under the lesbian banner for years.
And then what are your pronouns?
They. I won't throw a hissy fit if someone calls me she, because I also come from the era where gay men used to call each other she. So.
Yes. We talk about that a lot on this podcast, actually. We interviewed Tom Allen. I was talking about the kind of the convivial nature of that has now... people really don't like and actually, you know, it's all evolving, isn't it?
It is changing.
It's evolving to include everybody, you know, as best we can, and I just think that's what makes us one big magical family.
Absolutely.
So one of the things we like to talk about on this podcast is, you know, the world, it's the world from a queer perspective, and Dry January is such a big thing. And I was like, God, we've never actually spoken about it on the podcast. So we've been, you know, getting the listeners to write in and send their thoughts on Dry January and whether they're doing it or not. And actually lots of them are. And I thought you'd be just the perfect person to speak to. But I suppose the first question I wanted to ask is, like, what do you think of Dry January?
I think it's a great opportunity for people who want to see if they can stop drinking for a short period of time. It's good for your health, month off drink. And some people do it, you know, to raise funds, which is great.
It's a nice kind of a way, a bit like Movember, you know, like it's a way to sort of band together and do something together, actually. And there's a unity in it. And One of our listeners, Samuel J. Hockey, I think is their name on Instagram, said one of the things that they learned about themselves doing Dry January is that they can manage, it says, I can manage anything if I take a beat before acting.
Yeah.
And I thought that's such an interesting point, isn't it? How I think I find my own relationship with alcohol is that it sometimes is about, it kind of takes away a feeling of uncomfort, you know what I mean? And actually, if I can sit in that uncomfort, not even a word.
Discomfort.
For a moment. Yeah, discomfort. That's it. Thank you.
That's the one.
Yeah. It's then actually it's all okay. But because you have drink is so socially available, you never sit through that discomfort.
No, it's completely normalised. And, you know, if it's something you've been using for confidence for years, you don't imagine that you can actually go out and party and have fun without it. And I think, you know, something like Dry January, where it, particularly we still socialise and then discover, oh, actually, I can have fun, or I'm just as much fun when I'm sober as I am, you know, when I'm pissed.
I definitely have a fear that I can't have fun unless I drink.
I had that fear. Big time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, because I've always been a bit of a party animal. and when I kind of like wanted to kind of like stop drinking or cut down, I thought, oh God, I'm going to be so boring.
Mm.
But then when I realised I'm just as crazy when I don't drink.
Do you know what, Tony? That laugh tells me everything I need to
there
know.
There you go.
That is mischief in a laugh.
It is.
That's the end of part one of our lovely episode of Homo Sapiens, all about Dry January. Just what you need to cheer you up. Hopefully we're having a laugh though, aren't we? Aren't we, listeners? Go back to the feed, find part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.